Let's jump into the message. Romans chapter 8, talking about the Holy Spirit. Watch what it says here. And in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. So the Bible's saying something to us right away. It's saying the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our weakness. I saw so many people on social media say this last week, I feel tired. I feel exhausted. I feel weak. Guess who grabs a hold of you in your weakness? The Holy Spirit. More than Instagram will grab you, and more than YouTube or more than the news, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us when we are weak. For example, at times, we don't even know how to pray. Has anybody felt like that this last week? I don't even know what to pray. I don't even know what to post. I don't even know what to say or to know the best things to ask for. But the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede on our behalf, pleading to God with emotional sighs too deep for words. Now, I like this part because sometimes you feel so exhausted and so overwhelmed, you just have to give out a sigh. And just there's no words to articulate the pain. There's no words to articulate the prayer. There's no words to articulate the devastation and the decimation of what we're experiencing in our nation. If you are tired, if you are weak, hear what the Bible is saying. The Holy Spirit literally prays for you when you don't have anything to say. If you're like, I want all the racism to go away and I want our country to be healed, I just don't know what to say. Don't worry. The Holy Spirit will pray for you. 27, God, the searcher of the heart, knows fully our longings, yet he also understands the desires of the Spirit because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God for us, his holy ones, in perfect harmony with God's plan and our destiny. So when you pray for your agenda and what you want to say or see. But when the Holy Spirit starts praying on the inside of you, he prays God's perfect plan in harmony with your life. So it's no longer what I want to have happen in my agenda and what I want to force. And maybe you want this geography and this occupation and this to change and that. And God's like, no, when I pray, I start to, that's not really what we're going to focus on. That's not really what we need to cover. It is God praying his perfect plan over your life. Look what it says in verse 28. So we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together to fit into God's perfect plan of bringing good into our lives. For we are his lovers. We have been called to fulfill his design purpose. Let me say it this way. You have been called to fulfill his divine purpose. And the only way that can happen is by receiving the Holy Spirit. You cannot walk in your God-given potential without the power of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit overwhelms you, by the way, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. It is not an alternative spirit. It's Jesus living on the inside of you. Why did Jesus say to these guys, wait here until the promise of the Holy Spirit? Because it used to be that Jesus could only be in one place at one time. But when his Spirit resides in us, now literally Jesus is everywhere we go. That's why, listen, they can close down our buildings, but they can't close down the church. Jesus is everywhere. Jesus is living on the inside of you. And Jesus on the inside of you is greater than any force that's coming against you. And you cannot fulfill your God-given potential without the power of the Spirit of Jesus. We believe at our church that the three are one: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father makes much of the Son, which is the fulfillment of the Godhead in bodily form, and the Spirit of Jesus points us to Jesus. The Holy Spirit reveals who Jesus is. The Holy Spirit convicts us of how great Jesus is. The Holy Spirit reminds us of what Jesus has said. The Holy Spirit is all about Jesus because he's the Spirit of Jesus. And I want to talk today around the title, The Great Psychiatrist. I don't know if you feel like you need a psychiatrist right now. I saw a great one on social media. I think Amanda Madu, one of my favorite people at Zoe Church, I think Amanda Madu put it on her story. It said, person, how are you doing? And the person replied, I have no idea how I'm doing. That feels like life in the pandemic. How are you doing?
I don't know.
I have no idea how I'm doing. How do you feel about everything? I don't know how to feel about anything. Maybe you feel like you need a psychiatrist. Good news, I know of a great psychiatrist. In fact, he's the greatest psychiatrist. All of the issues of your life can be boiled down to two major categories, and that are emotional problems and intellectual problems. Emotional problems have to do with fear, and intellectual problems have to do with doubt. And the Holy Spirit is in your life to deal with all of your fear, that's your emotions. Remember, your emotions, that is your mind and your will and your emotions. And so God deals with you emotionally. The Holy Spirit deals with your fear, and then your intellect, your mind. The Holy Spirit also deals with your doubt. And so I want to talk today because God wants to heal and restore and release His Spirit in a greater way in your life. Not that you need a greater dimension. No, you just need a greater revelation, a greater understanding that God's Spirit is living in you. And the reason why He's working in you is to deal with your fear or to deal with your doubt. So I'm going to pray and I'm going to believe. Because God's ultimate will for your life is your peace and your freedom. And so He sends the Holy Spirit. Why is He saying to this group, hey, don't go anywhere until my Spirit comes upon you? Why? Because as you go out, there will be resistance. As you move forward, there will be people that don't like you. As you move forward in life, there is going to be a lot of issues. But I'm believing that no matter what you face in the natural, you will not be driven or ruled by fear or doubt. You will be ruled by freedom and peace. And so I need my Spirit in your life. And so it's almost like the Holy Spirit is the greatest psychiatrist, because it comes into our life as we sit on the couch and the psychiatrist is like, all right, let's just bring up this issue. I notice there's some fear in your life in this area. I notice that there's some doubt in your life in this. Let's talk about that. Let's deal with that. Maybe you don't feel like dealing with that in your marriage. Maybe you don't feel like dealing with that in your relationships, close personally. Maybe you don't feel like dealing with that in your life, even with yourself. The Holy Spirit will kind of shed a light on your fear and on your doubt to get you to a place, not to expose these things, but to heal these things. We've been saying it all pandemic. What gets revealed must get healed. So the Holy Spirit just brings to surface. He just reveals things in your life that He wants to bring freedom and peace to. He is the great psychiatrist. So let me pray and let me believe that God will come and speak to you. By the way, we are live in the 8 a.m. service. And I just got to tell you, I feel good for an 8 a.m. I don't know how many coffees I'm 1.5 coffees in this morning. And so I feel fantastic. And so I hope the chat right now in the chat room, give me some good emojis and good morning faith so we can really have a great service together. Come on, let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that you love us. Thank you, God, that you're with us. And thank you, God, that you loved us so much that you gave us your one and your only Son. Jesus, thank you for giving us your life. We receive the good news today that we are the righteousness of God because of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. And we receive your Spirit on Pentecost Sunday. Holy Spirit, heal and restore anything that is broken in us. Bring freedom into our lives. We need you more than ever. In Jesus' name, and everybody said together, amen. I want you to just write down three thoughts today. Here's the first one that the Holy Spirit deals with, and that is fear. He wants to deal with fear. And watch this in Romans 5. I love this scripture. Because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. The Holy Spirit has been poured out into your heart. I like this image because we pour all kinds of things on things that need to be washed away, things that need to be cleansed, things that need to be healed. Like when you brush your teeth, first thing you do is like you put that thing. In fact, I'm not trying to, call out Julia, but this morning I was brushing my teeth and I looked over at her sink. You know, we got two sinks. I looked over at her sink and I looked at her toothbrush and I was like, you know what? Just mental note, she could have really rinsed off her toothbrush a little bit better last night. You know, I'm very thorough with mine. I'm going to treat it like a paintbrush. I want that thing to have no toothpaste, no proof that it was even used. Julia, I'm like, clearly you used this last night. Because it's not what, it's poured over. Like this morning, I got up early and I went to go to my Starbucks to get my Starbucks, and there was no mobile orders working for my Starbucks this morning. So I'm like, man, it's mad early. Maybe the mobile machine's broken down. So I drove to my Starbucks and it wasn't even open. And I think because of everything that happened last night. So I had to go back to my house. These are real struggles. And I had to make the beans, not make the beans, but grind the beans. And put the boiling hot water and pour over the hot water onto those beans and make myself a French press. It is real struggle today, okay? But I take that hot water and I pour it over the beans. The Holy Spirit is poured out over your heart, over your life, so you don't have to deal with fear. Fear has to do with torment. Fear has to do with, remember, the first thing that God says to Joshua in the Old Testament when he takes over for Moses, he says, Joshua, do not be afraid. Be strong and courageous. Fear is not from God. God all throughout the scripture says, fear not, I'm with you. Fear not, I the Lord your God, I am one God. We don't have to live in fear. Why? Because he's in control. He is good. He is for us. I don't live by fear. I live by faith. Everything about God's agenda in your life right now is to try and remove fear to bring you into faith. Where faith exists, fear can. In fact, everything we do now is by faith. The Bible says the just lives by faith. We live by faith in the Son of God. We trust in God. We believe in God, and we have confidence in Jesus. So everything now, I give my money, I bless, I help, I give, I serve, all by faith. I don't do it by fear. I wonder, listen, if you're giving your money to the church by fear, oh, if I don't give, I'm going to be cursed. If I don't give, I won't be blessed. If I don't give, God's going to be mad. I don't live by fear. I live by faith. I don't help others by fear. I live by faith. Everything that God's trying to do in your life is to get you to live by faith and not by fear. That's why the first thing he says to Joshua, do not be afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit. Remember, you are three parts. You are body, soul, and spirit. If somebody ever talks to you like, you're really spiritual, you can always say, yes, so are you. A third of you is spiritual. You're a spirit being. All of us are spiritual. All of us have a spirit. None of us, there's not somebody that can come to faith and be like, now you have a spirit. No, now you have a new spirit, but you've always had a spirit. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. Why is he saying to these guys, hey, I just need you to wait. I know you got to be up in the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. I know you got to wait for, you know, it's going to be about 49 days. I know y'all are going to have to wait for this Holy Spirit. But the reason why I want you to have this spirit is because when my spirit comes upon you, God has not given us a spirit of fear. It is impossible to live amidst a pandemic. It is impossible to live amidst racial injustice with fear. No, we do everything by faith. We post by faith that it'll bring healing. We bring reconciliation by faith. Everything that our life is now by faith. The enemy wants to get you paralyzed and crippled by fear. What's going to happen? What's going to happen in culture? Where is this going to go? When am I going to get my stimulus? When will the pandemic be over? What's going to happen to my business? Everything God's trying to do is to get you to live by faith. By faith, we're going to be all right. By faith, God is my provider. By faith, my body will be healed. By faith, I believe in America that will remove and rid itself of injustice and racial prejudices. By faith, I declare it's a healed land. By faith, I declare it's a united land. By faith, I declare that we're going to come together. By faith, it's not Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream. It's God's dream. It's all by faith. And so he deals, the Holy Spirit kind of puts you down into a chair. Let's talk. Let's talk about your fears. Because everything, listen, the most powerful force on the earth is the love of God. And the love of God, which is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit gets poured over you into your heart. And when the love of God overwhelms you, the first thing that happens is fear leaves. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. Watch what it says. I love this scripture. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. When the Holy Spirit overwhelms you, it starts to perfect you in love. So everything you do is by love. Why? Because you've received so much love. Oh, I've been thinking about this quote nonstop. Again, to quote Martin Luther King Jr., hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So God pours out his love into our life. Why? So that we are perfected by love. So I love others and I love myself and I love God. Life becomes easy when you receive the love of God, because then when I love God, when I receive God's love, I love back to God, and I start to love others, and I'll even love myself. So God's love casts out fear. So the first thing the psychiatrist does is, let's pour out some love in your life. You don't need more hatred. You don't need more enemies. You don't need more strife. You don't need more torment. You need more love. What does the city of Los Angeles need this morning? It needs the love of Jesus. Now more than ever before, we need love. We need love in our homes. We need love in our cul-de-sacs. We need love in our apartment complexes. We need love in our workplaces. We need love in our church. We need love. That the Holy Spirit is love. And he's saying, remove the fear. I'm here to give you my love. You watch any hard heart, you watch any racist person receive the love of God, and the first thing that happens is fear is gone. Fear of the unknown, fear of people that don't look like you. Maybe you struggled your whole life and been plagued by fear. I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit will bring you into faith. He'll say, no, put the fears behind you. Now we live by faith, which is trust and confidence and belief in Jesus Christ. So the great psychiatrist is so good. He's like, you can try and hide it. Everybody's like, are you good? I think I'm good. Come on, man, who are you lying to? You're not good. You're plagued by fear. And so the Holy Spirit, how does he remove the fear? He doesn't point out his finger and go, you got fear. He just loves you, overwhelms you, kind to you, merciful to you, compassionate to you. The greatest force in the whole world is the love of Jesus. And so the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Jesus, is poured out over your heart, and the fear gets removed and the faith is replaced by it. The second thing that the great psychiatrist addresses is not just fear. Write down number two, it's doubt. And doubt is your intellect. Doubt is in your mind. It's your reasoning. By the way, God can't work where there's doubt. God can only work where there's faith. And so the Holy Spirit starts to get poured out into your life so that you can move to a place that even in your mind that you can start to go like, I think God is big. I think God is good. I think God is real. I don't know. I had so much doubt about the existence of God. We just paid tribute to Ravi Zachariah this last week, the great apologist, and was an incredible voice used around the world. And my father was telling me, he said, years ago, about 20 years ago, I'd listen to Ravi Zachariah teachings where he would go into universities and he would debate against atheists the reason for God, the existence of God. And maybe you have doubt. Maybe you doubt God's existence. Maybe you doubt that Jesus did die on the cross for the sins. Maybe you doubt the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit himself will come and start as a psychiatrist dealing with your mind and your reasoning and start to go, no. How about this? What about this? How about this fact? How about this reality? And he'll actually get you to move from doubt into confidence, doubt into belief. No, look at this scripture. I love this reality about God's heart. Ephesians 1. I pray that the Father of glory, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, would impart to you the riches of the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of revelation to know him through your deepening intimacy with him. I pray that the light of God will illuminate the eyes of your imagination, flooding you with light until you experience the full revelation of the hope of his calling, that is the wealth of God's glorious inheritance that he finds in us, his holy ones. What is he saying? I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes and open your heart to understand that he is real, he is good, he is for you, and he is with you. Oh, look at this next scripture. I love this in John 16. But when the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will unveil the reality of every truth within you. He won't speak his own message. I love that about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is never on his own agenda. He is only on the agenda of Jesus. The Holy Spirit's never You ever meet someone that's trying to like puff up themselves, talk about themselves, tell, you know, like, you know, I was with so-and-so, you know, I went to this thing, you know, I know so, you know, the Holy Spirit never draws attention to himself, but only draws attention to Jesus. I love that about the Holy Spirit. He only points me to Jesus. He will unveil the reality of every truth within you. He won't speak his own message, but only what he hears from the Father, and he will prophetically reveal to you what is to come. He will glorify me on the earth, for he will receive from me what is mine and reveal it to you. Everything that belongs to the Father belongs to me, and that's why I say the divine encourager will receive what is mine and reveal it to you. Soon you won't see me any longer, but then after a little while, you will see me in a new way, in a new way, in a fresh way. The Holy Spirit deals with your doubt and says, no, 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 let me give you a new way to look at grace. Let me give you a new way to look at love. Let me give you a new way to look at Jesus Christ. I love this about the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit gives you divine understanding and revelation of even what's to come. I got a book in the mail this last week, and shout out to my good friend Banning Liebscher, great last name, and leads Jesus Culture, has a terrific church up in Sacramento, and I love him so much. And he sent the book, and you know, sometimes we get books in the mail, and every author tries to have the right package with, you know, a little creative thing in it. But I think Banning won. This week, I said to Julia, this one wins. This is the most creative, because he sent the book as a nice letter, Dear Chad from Banning, great letter. But in it, he put an old school cassette player and a cassette tape with beautiful handwriting on it that said a word for Chad. Now, I was going to be honest. When you see a cassette tape, this is a word from Chad, and Banning is a prophet, I'm like, pop that thing in right now. So we put this thing in, and Banning, his voice comes on, a press play. Banning's like, hey, Chad, I love you. And he says really nice things. And then he's like, we just want to give you a word. As I give you this book, I want to give you a word. And a word, if you don't know what that is, just like a prophetic sense of your life, of what's to come and what the Spirit of God is saying over your life. And so this lady gets on and starts to, if I can say it this way, read my mail. Talk about things to come. And even starts to prophesy a prophetic edge, revelation of what's to come. The Holy Spirit, by the way, in your life, the Holy Spirit knows what's going to happen. And so this lady starts to give a word, prophecy, over my parents. And when that happened, I was kind of like, yo, man, this is my word. I don't know what's going on. Why we pivot to mom and dad? This is not, you know, they can get their own cassette, okay? When they know authors that are really good that give words, let them get their own tape. So we recorded it. We sent it to my parents. But I just love that the Holy Spirit, if you have doubt about your future, if you have doubt about what's happening right now, maybe you have doubt about church leaders, maybe you have doubt about church, the psychiatrist starts to deal with your doubt. Maybe you've been doubting you, your own abilities. The Holy Spirit will reveal your grace that is God-given. So the Holy Spirit, God does not want you to live in bondage, to be crippled both emotionally and intellectually. So the psychiatrist says, sit down. If you've got an emotional wound, we're going to deal with it. If you have an intellectual doubt, I'm going to convince you God has a plan. Here's a prophetic sense. Here's the revelation of Jesus. Let me show you who God is in a new way. I love this because he's dealing with fear and he's dealing with doubt. Here's the last one, inner turmoil. Maybe you have post-traumatic stress disorder. Maybe you have trauma from your childhood. Maybe you've been abused in your life. The Holy Spirit, as a psychiatrist, says, sit down and let's go there. Maybe you don't feel comfortable going there with a real psychiatrist, but me as the Spirit of God that's in you, let's just go there for a moment and let's deal with some pain. Let's deal with some wound. I know you want to keep it a deep, dark secret, that sin pattern. I know you want to keep it a deep, dark secret, that unforgiveness, but the Holy Spirit would just go, no, let's just camp out for a moment. Let's just take a second and let's talk about this issue. Worship team, you can start to play. Look at this verse in Isaiah 59, from the west to the lands of the rising of the sun, the glory and the name of Yahweh will be held in highest reverence, for he will break in as a flooding, rushing river driven on by the breath of Yahweh. Did you notice? Keep that verse up there on the screen. For he will break in as a flooding, rushing river driven on by the breath of God. He breaks in. And how does he come in? How does the Holy Spirit invade your life? Does he come in quietly like, hey, just wondering if you want to talk? Hey, just wondering if you want to deal with that addiction you've been struggling with for 6 years? No, he breaks in like a rushing wind. He breaks in like a flood. And he says, I'm not willing for you, my child, to live with racism. I'm not willing for you, my child, to live with brokenness. I am here for your peace. I am here for your freedom. I am here so that you can experience the love that surpasses knowledge and understanding. I want to tell you, God's not waiting for you to get ready. God's not waiting for you to come and sit on the couch. The Spirit of God is on the inside, and he's come to talk to you. He's come to reveal in a new way. He's come to help you and heal you and restore you and lead you because he's obsessed with you. He breaks in like a flood, like a rushing river. I believe today, right now, coming through the stream in homes, coming through the streams on laptops, on phones, he's breaking in like a rushing flood. He's coming in like a river. He's coming in and he's asking you, come on, is there fear? Is there doubt? Is there inner turmoil? Maybe you feel abandoned. Maybe you feel abused. Maybe you feel broken. Maybe you feel let down. God is breaking in today to say, I have a plan. I am for you. I am with you. Let me reveal Jesus to you. Let me remind you of things that have been spoken over your life. Let me just speak for you a word in season. Let me help you understand I'm the comforter. I'm the convictor. I'm the reminder. And I'm the one that leads you into all truth. He breaks in. He breaks in like a flood. I gotta be honest, last night when we were watching the news, I locked my doors, I went through the house, I closed every window. I was like, I don't know what's about to happen today. I don't know what's about to go down tonight. I could hear the sirens from my home. I'll never forget being in that CVS. I'll never forget as long as I live. The manager shrieking through, you guys gotta get out of here right now. You gotta get out of here. I don't know what's going on. We just got a call, me and my 4-year-old getting rushed out of that place. We get in the car, we go home, we lock our doors. I wanna tell you, you can lock up your heart. You can get hard on the inside. But I believe today there's a rushing flood. There's a rushing wind. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the divine encourager. And he's coming to help you. He's coming to lead you. He's coming to reveal Jesus. He's coming to bring new hope, new revelation, new understanding. It's a new river. It's a new day. It's a new dawn. It's the Spirit of Jesus. It's the Spirit of God. He's coming right now. He's not willing for you to live abused emotionally. He's not willing for you to live in that intellect that is wrong. No, he says, doubt, I'm not afraid of doubt. I am truth. You're looking at truth. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. So if you got fear, don't worry. The Holy Spirit's going to bring you into faith. If you got doubts about God, don't worry. The divine encourager is going to bring you from doubt to belief today. And if you got inner turmoil, let me just show you one last scripture today. Mark 4, and he awoke and he rebuked the wind and he said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said to them, why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? If you don't know the scriptures, this is a story about some guys that were really afraid. And there's this wind and there's this tumultuous sea storm. And it's going off. It's going crazy. It's like culture right now. And they go, wake up Jesus. Like, Jesus, if you don't get up and do something, we're about to go down. Maybe you feel like that for America. Jesus, if you don't get up and do something, we're about to go to hell in a handbasket. Jesus gets up and one word, the whole storm goes. I got to tell you, God is bigger than a pandemic. God is bigger than the elements. God is bigger than cancer. God is bigger than storms. He has all the authority. Jesus, one word, he speaks to the storm and then he addresses their inner turmoil and he says, why are you so afraid? Why are you so afraid? Have you not come to faith and belief? If you knew that I'm with you and I'm on the boat, you don't need to be afraid. I feel the Holy Spirit speaking to homes, speaking to situations, speaking to business owners, speaking to the reality of people's situation. I want to tell you right now, Jesus is in control. And the Holy Spirit right now, He's come to talk to you about fear, doubt, and inner turmoil. And I believe that right now, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, He lives in you. He resides in you. He is there to help you. He is there to serve you. Come on, are you grateful today? We've got the divine encourager. We've got the divine psychiatrist. He's showing us. He's revealing to us. He's speaking to us this morning. Jesus, I thank you right now.